invite the congregation to stand as the family enters. Sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be.
Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided.
Great is Thy faithfulness,
Lord, unto me.
Summer and winter and spring. Their courses above,
join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love.
Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All
be seated. I'd like to welcome you this morning. It's a time to bring some closure to the life of Enid Cresswell. Glad that you have come, that you made it this morning. A little fog he had to deal with, but by the time the service is over with, the fog will be gone. You think? Some of you come a long ways and some of you are nearby. But we're glad that you have come. Don't be afraid to greet the family or talk to the family who are here today. If you say, like, I don't know what to say to them, you know, sometimes it's just a handshake. It's a pat on the shoulder. It's a hug. It's whatever you want to do. It's not what you say that's important. It's that you're here. That says a lot to the family. And they understand these kinds of things, too. Just wanted to let you know that when it comes time for dismissal, the family will be the first ones to be ushered out, and they can go into the fellowship room there, get their coffee, whatever is being served, and then you will be ushered out or dismissed. We'll see what happens. And you got time to be able to talk with the family. You know, that's entirely up to you. And so that's just kind of how we're going to do it here today. And if you've got any questions, you can talk to me later on or something like that. Let's have a word of prayer together, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone that is here today. And it is not the coziest kind of thing for us to go through here today. When we know of someone whom we love, someone who we've known for years, has come to the end of her time here on earth. We gather together to hear your word and to be with other people who also are here because of Enid as well. Use this time, Lord, as a way of just speaking to every heart that's here today. Thank you for your presence that is here with us as well. And may you have your way today, where we can all say, great is thy faithfulness, when we leave the doors of the church here today as well. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to read the obituary. You've probably read it already. But there are some that are on Zoom that if I don't read it, they won't know what you read. And so I do it for those that are on Zoom. Enid Cresswell, 82, of Milford, passed away January 11th, 2024, surrounded by her family at her home. A memorial service will be held today at Harbor of Joy Lutheran Church at 10 o'clock. Enid Louise Cresswell was born on June 4th, 1941, to Al and Hazel Lepcheska, Bruning of Mapleton, Iowa. She met husband Bill while they both worked at the Mapleton swimming pool. On January 1st, 1960, Enid and Bill were united in marriage. They celebrated their 64th wedding anniversary on the first day of this year, of 2024. The couple and children, Jeff and Lynn, moved to Spirit Lake in 1966. Enid worked for a few years as secretary at the high school. She discovered her talent for waitressing when she helped out family friends at High Point and Wahpeton. For years, her radiant smile graced patrons at the Black Coach, the Relay Station, Spinnakers, and Milford Legion Club. In 1991, the couple moved to Milford, and in 1993, Bill had a great idea. She and Lynn took on a new venture, and Bill urged them to start the CC screen printing, as that was born here in Milford. Enid's belief in Jesus as her Savior was a major part of her life. She was active in Christian Women's Club, Stephen Ministries Studies, and local churches. She was a family's prayer warrior. Her deepest prayer was that everyone come to believe in and have a lasting relationship with Jesus. Her life will continue to be celebrated through her husband Bill, son Jeff, and daughter Lynn, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the extended family, and many friends. Enid lived well, and she loved well, too. We will see a video of a song that Enid requested to have shown and played here today.
When I walk by your side, I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
We can only imagine here on this side of eternity, but Enid is seeing things she's probably never seen before. And all the questions about this song will be answered in her presence here today. I visited with Enid or listened to her in the hospital bed in Spencer. And so she said, Pastor, just keep it short. What do you say to that? I said, okay, I'll try. But if there is anything that is evident today, it is relationships. I see that. For those of you that are here, you're here because you have been connected with Enid or the family in one way or another over the years. And that's why you've come today when you heard that there was a service for her. Many of you knew her more than I did. I've only known her for probably 4.5 years. And that hasn't been like a lot. My time has been very limited with her. But she was such an encouraging and loving person. She was very mission-minded in furthering the gospel to people, not only locally or in this country, but around the world. She was really mindful of people in other places that needed to hear about Jesus Christ. Her arms were always wide open, wanting to give you a hug, or the expressions of smiling on her face, saying words of true friendship that would brighten up anyone's day. So she demonstrated her joy with laughter and always looked on the bright side of things. That's just who she was. Sometimes I didn't even know she was here at Sunday morning worship services until I went out afterwards and caught her in the narthex, so the as you come in, and there she would be. But she's always like, thank you. And very accommodating. I think of the clothesline that is in front of the business of CC screen printing, of how many smiles that that clothesline has brought to people over the years. I've never seen anything like it. The first time I saw it, I didn't even know Enid. It still has Merry Christmas on it today, along Highway 71. If Enid was still here, she'd probably have Winter Games would be on those t-shirts. But many who read these t-shirts didn't know Enid. They didn't have a relationship with her like those of us who knew her. Bill, it was through your relationship with Enid that over time you became brave enough to pop the big question. Will you marry me? I don't know when that happened. But you both made vows before God and family and friends. Of course, she said yes. And you made those vows before people that said, to death do us part. And to think that you have had 64 years together, that you made it to 64 years this year. And that's a long relationship. But I was really impressed by the way that you held Enid's hand in the hospital. She was weak and she was lying in the hospital bed. And when you held her hand, and the way that you did it, Bill, communicated a lot to me and probably to others that were in the room at the time, that you had a relationship with her that words find it hard to describe. Enid knew that you were there and that you loved her much. And Enid spoke these words. We find them in the bulletin that you received. They're written by John, chapter 14, 6, where it says that Jesus says this, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father," and we're thinking of our Heavenly Father, not our earthly Father, "but no one comes to the Heavenly Father except through Jesus." And this is a heartfelt desire that Enid had for everyone. Jesus Christ also wants to have a relationship with you by faith. And that's why he went to the cross. He died for your sins. He demonstrated how much he loves you and how much he cares for you, every one of us. He took your place. He took my place on the cross, and he told his disciples that he would rise again on the third day. And so on Easter, that's when we celebrate the empty tomb. There is no one ever in history of mankind that has come out of the tomb or out of the grave. You will find graves of great spiritual leaders through history. But when it comes to Jesus Christ, you find an empty tomb. He never lied. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And Jesus said this to Martha and Mary when their brother Lazarus died. He said to Martha and Mary, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? As Jesus asked Martha and Mary, do you believe this? I ask you today, do you believe this? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ in your life today? Because it's all about having a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can say this to yourself. You can say this as a prayer to the Lord here this morning, saying, I have a need to be forgiven for my sin. You know that that is the need of your life. I need to be forgiven because I know that I have sinned. I have turned away from God. I have not even wanted to follow God. So I have sinned. I haven't found anyone yet who has kept all the Ten Commandments. We break them every day. Even the best pastor will break them. So don't look at a pastor to be someone perfect. Because I have sinned, I need then therefore to go to God and ask Him, forgive me and take control of my life. And I'm asking you, Lord, to help me to live for You in the days ahead. Because I can't do this by myself. Jesus even said in the 15th chapter of John, I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We need to be grafted onto the vine. We need to have faith in Jesus Christ, because He will do it all for us. And He did it all for us, because one of the things He said on the cross was, it is finished. It's finished. He did it all for us. And salvation is a gift. I just want to end with this. Christmas hasn't been too far gone. But did anyone here who got a gift for Christmas, did you ever tell the person you didn't want it? Or you go like, oh, put that back under the tree. Or, ah, give it back. Whose name is it? Oh, give it back to them. I would say that none of you ever did that. You just would have taken it humbly. You would have received it. And you said, thank you. Or, what in the world is this? Salvation is like a gift. It doesn't become yours until you receive it by faith. You can reject it, but you never want to reject what Jesus has done for you. Because Jesus will set you free. He's the only one that can. Amen. We're going to sing a couple of songs. I invite you to stand if you can. We'll sing them because the choir director always said, you sing better when you stand. And I did not like to hear him say that. Still had to sing. We're going to sing two songs. These are songs that Enid had picked out. So I hope you will find meaning in these songs as these come from her.
Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my life. I'm so glad You came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
There's another song, How Great is Our God. Let's sing that one together.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, and all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide the trembles of his voice, and trembles at his voice.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We're going to close by singing the song, It Is Well With My Soul. We'll sing it all the way through, and then we will conclude our service together.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul.
see.